Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's Friday. It's a holiday weekend. We've got drinks. And most importantly, it is Morgan Stewart's birthday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Cheers.
Morgan.
And also, woo. Scott is dressed up. What is going on over there, Scott? Why are you all dressed up?
Oh, my God.
A very happy birthday. I'm so happy to spend it with you.
Oh, that is...
Now,
see,
you know
this
what?
This is the thing. Why, you're
blow
so dressed
out.
Up?
Blow these out in 3, 2, 1. Blow that way and I'll go with it. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Am I the opposite way of you?
You're the opposite way.
Yeah,
you totally failed at that.
You guys, this is
we are just celebrating
sweet.
You all day today.
And hang on, Morgan.
I also love you, Morgan.
I wore a jacket for you. I got a flower for you. I've done the whole shebang. It was laundry day, yes, and it is a Friday. I thought I'd get dressed up, but this is for you. Happy birthday.
You are so... By the way, and after I made fun of him and said he looked like Carrie Bradshaw before we started, now I retract that statement because, you know, she always had the big flower. But I will say the cake was very sweet.
All right, we have to start with some actual news. Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo, they finally admitted that they are guilty in the college admissions scandal. They reached a plea deal, which significantly reduces their sentence. I was shocked when I saw this headlines. Were you guys surprised at all?
Honestly, I'm just so relieved that this has happened and that we finally have some closure on this debacle, because it has been going on for feels like forever. And I was very surprised. I didn't think that they were going to have such low sentences, but ultimately, I just don't care. I'm just happy that it's done. They're going to serve their time. They're going to pay their fine, and we can just move on from this.
Well, see, in my point of view and my extensive experience with studying two law subjects in college back in 2006, it wasn't looking good for these guys. So I think this plea is the best case scenario for them. Now, they've only pleaded guilty to one of the counts each, so mm-hmm. It's not the whole entire bundle. But I think it is what Morgan said. It's the best thing for everybody in this, especially the kids. I mean, did we see those photos once again? Do we remember the rowing photos?
Yeah.
Don't remind us of the photos. They
that
are
was a crime
too,
against
I have PTSD
Photoshop.
From seeing those photos. What's crazy to me is that there have been people who have had similar, if not less offensive offenses. And I remember there was a mom who received a 5-year sentence for falsifying her son's address so he can get into a better school district. And she got 5 years locked up for that. And these two, they're going to be doing a couple months and they're going to have maybe 200 hours of community service. And you know what? Luckily for them, they're not doing the 40 or 60 years, whatever it originally was supposed to be. But yeah, very interesting to see that they actually said, we're guilty.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
We have a little bit of a flawed system. And I feel like in this instance with them, I do think that COVID and everything has sort of affected things. And by the way, I think that it's Lori serving 2 months and Massimo's supposed to serve 5. I don't think either of them are going to serve their sentences to full term. There's no way.
But that's not even that long.
And there's a possibility that they could get house arrest because of the COVID situation. There's a possibility they won't actually do the time in jail. I don't know. But the question is, will Lori repair her image? I feel like all she's got to do is go on Dancing with the Stars and everyone's just going to forget about all of this, because that is celebrity image rehab.
Yes, the redemption story works really well on those shows, but I hate it when someone has done something bad and committed a crime and then they're like, well, all of a sudden this is going to be great PR to, in a couple of years down the track, bring them back up again. I don't want that to happen. It can't happen like that.
I completely disagree with that. This is all this business is built on. It's image. It's always about how you can... People are forgiven. And I think that Lori is definitely going to be forgiven by the public. I think people, again, are so over this story. For this to be a two-month sentence after all of the hoopla and all of the research we've done over the what Aaron said, 60, 50, 100 years that they were going to spend behind bars, she's going to do one episode of Dancing with the Stars, like Aaron said, and she's going to do one Lifetime movie, and then I'm going to see her on Function and say hi, and everyone's going to keep it moving.
I agree with you, but I don't like that that's how it works.
Welcome to the world of white privilege / Hollywood privilege.
It just happens.
Me too. Well, let's all have a drink on that truth. Let's just, sips.
That's strong.
Sips to that. All right. Mm. Lots of stars in Hollywood are calling it quits because, you know, Morgan Stewart started that trend. Mm-hmm. But are they really good? Are they really over for good? Of course, the decision is up to us. So we're going to play a little game we like to call Makeup or Breakup. Woo! First up, Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson. We've been talking about them. They split after 2 years together. Should they make up or break up?
They should make up because who's going to take custody over that sex bench? It's going to be messy. Get back together.
I forgot
they even had that. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to go with break up, stay broken up. I think that they've had their time and it's time to part ways.
Okay, next up, Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler. They announced their divorce after being together for 10 years. Do we see them getting back together or is this split final?
I mean, I'm really kind of bummed about these two. I felt like, you know, after watching the show, I really did feel like they had a long relationship and they had three kids. And obviously everyone has ups and downs, but I felt like they were going to kind of go the long haul. I'm bummed that they're broken up. I think that they're going to stay broken up. So I'm going to say break up.
I want them to make up again.
I'm also going to say break up.
Oh, you girls just love a breakup, don't you? I want them to get back together again.
I don't love it.
I want another season of Very Cavallari for the fans. They owe it to us. It'll be a great season. Imagine seeing all this go down, then them getting back together again. It'll be great viewing.
I think that her priority is her three children, and I think she's going to focus on that. I don't think she hasn't bitten the reality bug at this point in her life. I don't think it's going to happen.
Makeup.
Yeah, I think... there's just a lot of damage that was done. So, unfortunately, I don't think they're getting back. Okay, Vanessa Hudgens and Austin Butler, they shared the news of their split in January. They dated for almost 9 years. I was so hurt by this one. I want them to make up.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. He is playing the role of Elvis coming up. So, I think when she sees his hips swinging on the big screen, she'll want a piece of the king. So I'm going to say makeup.
A piece of the king. I love when you speak in sound bites, Scott. It's my favorite thing about you. You're such a sweetie.
Are you all shook up?
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh, Scott.
That's the
gym. How did that work on me? Holy
I got a hound dog, baby.
Okay.
He keeps going. Somebody stop him.
I didn't know that Vanessa Hudgens and Austin Butler were even a couple until they broke up. I don't know how, but I didn't even know that they were, I knew she existed. I didn't know he existed. So break up.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. And Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green, they recently split again. Do we see them getting back together or is it for good? On the count of three, should we all just say it together?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Break up. He needs a music video with a hardcore chick, hardcore lady, a boss lady, someone that's going to make him look awesome. That's what he needs.
Hardcore lady.
Yeah, I could see that. I love when Morgan goes into her Aussie accent. It's usually when she has about one or two sips of alcohol. Whatever it was great.
Will we make it to the end of the show? I don't think we will.
We will not, but we will try. We got one more with a little bit of a twist. Would you make up or break up with this person?
I look like a very powerful lesbian, and I'm fine with that.
Yes.
And honestly, whoever did like my nose contouring there, kind of into that.
I love that, Morgan.
I've had a partner for 15 years there. We have two kids. One is extremely academic. And I've been in the music business for a while. So love me in that photo. Is it going
Morgan
away
Stewart.
I love you.
Morgan Stewart, when I take you to Australia, when we go down under, you need a hairdo like that. And everyone will love you.
Okay, we're going down under. Okay. Aaron, are you coming with us?
All right. I will stay up top, guys. Coming up. the famous new father figure in Prince Harry's life. Could this hurt the royals? Plus, would you quit a job if you were bored? That's all next. Oh, pull up that photo again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kardashian West just dropped some sexy on us in a white bikini and assless chaps. She put on a whole photo shoot posing in front of a car and showing off that skin. I mean, have you guys reached this level of boredom yet?
Morgan, I'm disappointed because she stole my idea again for your sport line.
You know what? Thank you. I have to say, I don't know how I've gotten to another birthday and I don't have one photo of myself in a pair of assless chaps. I think we all should get a pair and we should all debut them on the show. Scott, you included.
Yeah. Davis. But what I love about this the most is even when Kim says that she's going to stop and she's going to be less sexy on the gram, she never stops.
She can't.
For that, I'm grateful. And it is hot here in L.A. Speaking of being hot in L.A., the royals, they're in L.A. Meghan Markle's close friend, Kat McPhee, she just said her husband, David Foster, is like a father to Prince Harry. Mm. And I don't know about you guys, but I had no idea they were that close. If you were Prince Charles, would you be hurt by a comment like that?
No, I wouldn't. If I was Charles, I wouldn't be hurt. Would I be hurt when he left the royal family? Yes. This scenario, I don't think Charles really cares about Hollywood. I don't think that's his thing. I don't think he really cares that people that are famous through Hollywood. He's got his own stuff going on. He's got a British empire to run. He's got the Commonwealth to run around the world. And Harry has been a loose cannon since the day he was legally able to drink. So Charles doesn't really care.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still hurtful no matter what. I think when you have a child and, you know, you have a relationship with them, obviously things have become a little bit more strained, allegedly, between the prince and the other prince, because they're both princes, right? I think it's always a little bit hurtful when somebody else is, you know, kind of a father figure to them because you guys are in a bad place. So I disagree. I think it probably does hurt Charles's feelings a little bit. And I think probably everything that has transpired over the past year has hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I don't think Charles is reading these tabloids. Also, don't you guys have other people in your life who are kind of mentors to you, people you look up to? They could be called your father figure. Also, this is Catherine McPhee saying this about her husband's relationship with Harry. And apparently, David is helping them find homes here in LA, and they're just close friends. So I don't think it's anything too serious to the point where Harry's like, no, I don't have a father. I just have David Foster. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. All right, moving on to Riverdale star Skeet Ulrich. He is leaving the show and says it's because he got bored creatively. Do you believe him? Because this show is pretty outlandish and wild, and I can't imagine it being bored.
Is Skeet Ulrich in a position to decide if he's creatively fulfilled? Like, I mean, no shade to him, but, like, I know he's been a teen heartthrob, and he stopped working for a little, and now he's back on, like, a huge hit show. So I respect him if that's really the decision. I mean, we all get bored some days. You don't just up and leave your successful paying job, right?
It's very bold, which makes me think this is true. Because who says they're bored from a show? It's very rare that we see stars come out and say this. I'm with you, Morgan. I'm with you, though.
No.
It's very bold just to go, I'm bored, I'm out of here, when you're working and getting paid very good money as an actor.
Morgan, I'm glad you said that you are not bored yet because we have a little more entertainment for you.
Oh,
since it's still your birthday, we put a little something together for you. Watch this.
What is this?
Hey, Morgan, just wanted to send you this private birthday message. I am currently wearing a little Morgan Stewart sport underwear that you sent me. It's a little tight. You know the size you sent and you knew it wasn't gonna. Anyway, we're not gonna get into it.
I hope you have a great year because you are the kindest. You're the sweetest. You are the funniest. You are a person that I know. So happy birthday.
Carissa, congratulations on your new baby. I'm so happy for you and I miss you so much on Daily Pop. Morgan has been such a bitch. We need you back on that set quickly. What?
Oh, Morgan, just getting your birthday drink ready for you. Champagne on the rocks, yeah?
I got this. Focus. Focus.
Cheers, birthday girl.
You know, you're one of my best friends in the entire world. More than friends? We've talked about it, but we're not going to let... This is private, and we're not going to go too into detail.
It's not. Happy birthday, Morgan. I really hope you have a good week.
You are a goddess, you Gemini queen, you. I know that we're not doing this huge birthday bash like you wanted, but... We are still drinking in your honor.
I am just pouring my second cup of coffee of the day. You know, I just wanted to wish you a happy 40th birthday, and I hope you have a good day. Wow, Starbucks is really getting good.
Morgana, happy, happy birthday, boo. You know you are one of my favorite people.
I just want to let you know that I got you two tickets up close to Dr. Phil taping when they resume production.
I miss you, I love you, and I can't imagine life without you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Oh, you guys, oh, I love you both. So cute. And by the way, I just want to take a second. Melanie's acting skills really have sharpened in quarantine.
Oh, yeah. All right, you guys, up next, Simon Cowell is with us, and he isn't holding back anything about having more kids, plus what it's like working with Sofia Vergara.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. We are so excited today because we have the most feared judge in America. I'm actually a little bit scared to talk to him. Please welcome Simon Cowell.
Hello.
Hello. I want to clap for you. I feel like when we're in studio, usually there's some uproar, there's some noise, and when we do these sort of digital interviews, there's no energy. So I'm going to interchime with that right now.
Me too.
I love it. All right. I have to ask, how is quarantine going for you? How are you managing working, parenting, all of the things?
I stick to a very, very strict routine. I managed to get all my calls to London done. I stay in contact with the staff. We're currently working on new shows, preparing the launch of AGT. You know, you just suddenly adapt.
Right. And how has it been parenting during this time for you? Have you had any struggles with that, or that's just been smooth sailing?
I've got to be honest with you, the plus side has been that I've been able to spend more time with Eric and Lauren. Aww. We don't normally have that because I travel so much, but he's been phenomenal. I mean, he's only 6 years old, but he's adapted incredibly well.
Oh, I feel like you're my quarantine goals right now. So America's Got Talent is back next Tuesday. Has the pandemic affected any of the production on that, or were you guys just flying by?
Well, it did affect us near the end of the audition shows. We started to lose the audience for obvious reasons. And then we had to do 2 days, which we've never done before, with literally no audience whatsoever, which was really, really tough for the contestants, to be honest with you. And without giving too much away, they have done an outstanding job. I mean, full credit to them.
Oh my God. And you guys you're joined by Sofia Vergara this season.
Yes.
How did she handle everything? How was she? I mean, you're the king judge. How do you feel like she did as a judge?
I think she did really well. I think the one thing, this applies to any judge on any year who comes on to AGT, the one thing you don't expect, how amazing people's stories are. On this first episode, there is one story which I think all of America's going to be talking about when you see it. In my opinion, it's one of the most extraordinary stories we've ever had on any of these shows.
Oh, can you give us a little hint, a little tease about what it might be?
It's a... Well, okay, I'll give you a little bit. It's about a guy who was wrongfully convicted 37 years ago. And for 37 years, he was in prison knowing he was an innocent man. The Innocence Project cleared him through DNA evidence, and he was released last November. And while he was locked up, he used to watch America's Got Talent. And it was it kind of gave him hope and inspiration. So he came on the show. He's one of the most incredible people I've ever met. I don't want to give too much away. I mean, I'm isolating one story out of 10 amazing stories, and there's much more down the line. But this one in particular really resonated with me.
Wow, it sounds like it really moved you. I think everybody's going to be tuning in on Tuesday. We're going to play a little game right now. Are you up for that?
Oh, definitely.
It's called Simon Says. I thought that was very clever.
I love that.
So basically, we're going to ask you a series of rapid-fire questions, and you're going to let us know if it's something you would do or you would not do. So, Simon Says, fight with another judge.
Well, I fight with Howie all the time, particularly this season.
Return to American Idol.
Not in a million years.
Have more kids.
Yes, I would go up to about 6 now. I think if I had, you know, another 5 Erics, I mean, it would be chaos, but it would be fun.
Okay, and last one, ever get married?
You never rule anything out.
Right, never say never. Those are also very wise words.
That wasn't a proposal, was it?
No. Well, thank you so, so, so much. This was such a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise.
You guys, thank you. Be sure to watch America's Got Talent. It is on Tuesday next week, May 26th, on NBC. All right, before we go, let's continue to lift everybody up with a little feel-good Friday.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, while everyone is doing their part in social distancing, this furry duo can't get enough of each other. So this is Henry, the Colorado dog, and his cat BFF, Baloo.
Oh my God, this is why I love not researching the C block, because this is so cute.
So hang on, do they hike on each other's backs? Is there actually a purpose-made backpack?
Look, there is!
They can climb on each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah, the bestest of the friends. Okay, we've got another one. Elaine Welteroth and Jonathan Singletary didn't let the pandemic stop them from having their dream wedding. The couple from Brooklyn told Vogue.com that they insisted on tying the knot on May 10th and invited those who could make it, including their neighbors, to witness them exchange their vows on their stoop. I cried when I saw all of these photos and videos. Elaine, she contributes to E! All the time. She's constantly on the network. I adore her. Look at them. They were dancing. It was an epic block party. You can see the rest on Vogue.com, but do you guys love this? Because I feel like I want to get married in a pandemic because
What annoys me is this is their wedding in isolation, and it's 1,000 times cooler than my wedding will ever be.
Cheers to that, you guys, and cheers to Morgan Stewart's 21st birthday!
Thank you!
Happy birthday, Morgan!
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Happy birthday! You guys have a great weekend. Tune in next week because we are going to solve all of your relationship drama and so much more. Goodbye. We'll be right back.